Welcome back to the game here on KMAN. Corey Dean filling in. Tyler Dreiling is out today. John Kurtz is headed to baseball tonight. 6:30 here on KMAN. And Mitch Fortner is hitting the road. WrestleMania tomorrow. Live from
Sunday.
Well, you're leaving tomorrow.
Right.
For WrestleMania Sunday. Tonight, the Hall of Fame, this guy. Your American hero, Kurt Angle, inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. It's true.
For 1996 Olympic gold medalist, heavyweight in wrestling.
I loved Kurt Angle when he was on the WWE. Yeah. Fantastic. Could be a good guy. Could take himself seriously. Take himself rather incredibly non-serious at times. The milk truck spot, still one of the best spots in all of wrestling. The tiny cowboy hat, also hilarious. But then there was also like mean Kurt Angle, and he had like three fantastic WrestleMania matches. The one with him and Brock Lesnar, where Brock Lesnar tried to land on his head doing a shooting star press. That was great.
Oh my, that was scary.
The Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels match that was not for a championship, fantastic match. That was all great. And was always highly entertaining. So I'm looking forward to that tonight. I'm not really looking forward to, I won't watch the Hall of Fame inductions. It's too dang long. I can't watch all the speeches. So I'll watch the highlights on Saturday. But Mitch is headed to WrestleMania. I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, but I am a giant wrestling fan. I know that Mitch is obviously a wrestling fan. This will be WrestleMania how many times for you in person?
My sixth.
And how many in a row?
Fourth.
Four in a row. So have you been to, have you been to one in Florida?
No.
Okay.
First time. It's my second time in Florida. Second time to Orlando, actually.
Okay. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 for the WrestleMania card on Sunday?
Probably 6.5.
Okay.
Honestly. Honestly, after the Royal Rumble, I thought about selling my tickets because I didn't like the outcome.
I remember
of
you
it.
Saying that. Now that you say that. So, the highlights of WrestleMania. First of all, Brock Lesnar, Bill Goldberg. That's going to be big. Then you've got Bray Wyatt taking on Randy Orton. That's going to be big. The match that I think might headline the whole thing is actually potentially Roman Reigns Undertaker. Mm-hmm. That might be the Undertaker's final WrestleMania.
Final match, yeah.
So this is all kind of a big deal. I love pro wrestling. Love pro wrestling. I have since I was a kid. So I used to watch Saturday mornings for WWE back in the day. And then I used to watch, I would sneak in and watch WCW back when, you know, the Sting face paint, bright face paint. We were still shooting WCW in a little studio days on TNT. So it's kind of always been a thing growing up. Yeah, flat stop. The super spiky blonde hair Sting before he became the Crow. That version of Sting. So I just really enjoy pro wrestling. It's funny. So my better half, she gives me all kinds of static for watching pro wrestling because she says, "Well, you know that it's they know who's going to win,
right? It's fake.
Like right." So it's like, you know, that most of the shows that you watch on television, they also know how Dawson Creek is going to end every week, and they knew how Gilmore Girls was going to end every week, and it's because it's entertaining. It's why you watch it. I watch it because it's entertaining.
I mean, the reason I go to WrestleMania every year, even if it's a terrible card or not, is because I'm addicted to the environment that it brings.
So it's part rock concert. It's part athletic event. It's 100% spectacle, and the people watching is crazy.
Yeah,
now, WrestleMania is a little different. Like, if you've gone to a wrestling event, whether it's in Kansas City or Topeka, or you've gone to some of the smaller events or something like that, like NXT or maybe an indie promotion, WrestleMania is like a whole nother level. Not only is there going to be, you know, probably what, 70, 80,000 people,
yeah,
something
roughly,
like that.
Yeah.
But they're from all over the world. The international audience is kind of crazy.
It's where everybody from around the world kind of meet all the, it's like a big wrestling convention. We all meet up in one place for one event. And I remember, I've met people from all over the world at these events because in Kansas City, it's all people from around your area and maybe more of the cliche wrestling fans. And then you have people from around the world, from like all continents, all countries. I think last year they had people from over 90 countries order tickets online for WrestleMania.
I believe it.
That's how they tracked it. It's crazy.
So last year was the attendance record, over 100,000 people.
101.
At Jerry World in Texas. So not quite as big. But if you had to pick greatest WrestleMania match ever, Or how, what's well, I'm not going to make you rate what's your favorite. Okay, we'll just go with your personal favorite WrestleMania match.
My favorite all time is Bret Hart versus Owen Hart, WrestleMania 10 in Madison Square Garden.
That's good.
Where Owen beat him.
Right.
Owen got the win. My favorite match I've seen in person was Shawn Michaels and Taker Part 2.
Oh.
At WrestleMania 26. I was fourth row.
How?
For WrestleMania.
Did you have to sell a kidney or a leg or your car or something?
I bought a seventh row ticket, but I had these two guys. The ticket was like $650.
Woo, Mitch.
And I had two guys sitting in front of me that were, I used my graduation money for it, that were sitting in front of me that were taller. So it was hard for me to see. I'm only 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah.
My buddy is sitting fourth row in the same section. He says, I have two seats open in front of me. Come over here and sit. I was like, okay. And there's a bunch of celebrities sitting in that section. Remember the kid from Austin Powers, Seth Green. He was sitting right in front of me, very short. Easy.
He's also like 5'2", so yeah, you're in good shape.
And Manny Ramirez was sitting just three seats over from me. No lie. Talk about a random celebrity.
Awesome.
Random sports guy there, but I could see everything.
My first WrestleMania in person was WrestleMania 17 at the Astrodome in Houston. It was The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, as was the main event. And we sat, I swear to you, 6 feet from the what had to be the ceiling of the entire building. They were the worst tickets of worst tickets. We were probably four rows from the top of the Astrodome, which was nearly enough to be in space. I'm not sure that we needed oxygen, but it was pretty close. But it didn't matter because at that time that was just gigantic, epic. And that was huge, Rock and Steve Austin to headline WrestleMania in Texas, so that was nuts. And then went to WrestleMania 22 in Chicago, which was the last time I was in a small venue. That was at the Chicago, but it was in a basketball arena, not the United Center. So it was maybe like 20,000.
Oh, the Rosemont.
Yeah, maybe 20,000 people, something like that. And then last year in Dallas. So those are the three best match I've ever saw in person. That would probably still be Rock and Stone Cold, the main event of WrestleMania 17. It's pretty good.
I never saw Stone Cold wrestle.
It was good. Just the once for me. Just the one time.
Just once.
And he went heel and joined Vince McMahon.
Have you seen the stage yet for 33?
No, I saw that they're building a roller coaster, though, inside the football stadium, which
is
crazy.
Yeah, they built a roller coaster for it, which is insane. I doubt you'll be able to ride it, but it's just for effects. But they're going to have, like, you know, the Universal Studio logo with the Universal
The ball.
Sign in front of the globe. They're going to have that, but WrestleMania over it as well. So. And it's huge. It is a huge setup. But, man, I'm a little worried about this year. I'm more excited for the Raw afterwards because it's the biggest party ever.
Absolutely. We did that last year. That was crazy.
The crowd is so loud and ready to go. Very international as well. Got all those soccer fans, and they start chanting and stuff.
Yep.
It's insane.
Okay. All right. What match is going to steal the show on Sunday? If you were to pick one, steal the show.
Probably, I'm going to say Bray and Randy.
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm going Jericho Owens. Love Chris Jericho.
That was my hunch. But
I love Chris Jericho. All right. Well, Mitch, safe travels. I expect that I will probably see most of WrestleMania via your Snapchat. So,
yeah, probably.
Safe bet. All right. When we come back, we'll talk sports that don't have predetermined endings. We'll get a little bit
NFL.
Of a, well hey now. A little bit of playback. In hour number two of the show with John talking with Cole Manbeck from earlier this week. And we'll talk a little bit of Royals in hour number two to get ready for opening day. Come on, man. Baseball is the countdown is officially on. It's the game on News Radio KMAN.